USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities Saturday as Kremlin-orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and wounded 19. The U.S., along with the international community, slamming the door-to-door coaxing of votes as a sham.
The White House is hammering Russia's referendums on annexing some parts of Ukraine.
We stand with our partners around the world in rejecting whatever fabricated outcomes Russia announces.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham. She said the Russian moves are a flagrant violation of international law, sovereignty, and the territorial integrity of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued the declaration Friday, encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also requested a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Fiona, now a post-tropical cyclone, is washing houses into the sea, tearing the roofs off of others, and knocked out power to the vast majority of Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in the country. Back to Ian for a moment. It's causing NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. The next opportunity to try again will be October the 2nd. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As migrants continue to be sent from Texas to the Big Apple by Governor Greg Abbott, Gotham is running out of room and is trying to find a quick solution.
New York City's mayor says he plans to erect hangar-sized tents as temporary shelter for thousands of international migrants. The tents are among an array of options from using cruise ships to summer camps. The city is considering as it struggles to find housing for an estimated 13,000 migrants who have wound up in New York after being bused north from border towns in Texas and Arizona. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
An Arizona judge has lifted a hold on a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. That effort was launched in August. Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals became the fourth player to hit 700 home runs. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.